Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, let's start with a COVID update.
Well, what we've got overall in the state, the test positivity rates still continue to go downward, although in some areas they're spiking, like Western New York. The race here is to try to get enough people vaccinated before any variants spread more widely. And as New York is dealing with what was hopefully a temporary shortage because of some contaminated vaccines in the supply chain, like other states are dealing with this, but hopefully that'll be a short-term issue and the supply will pick up again. At the same time, an interesting note, Friday, the state kind of quietly announced that it was revising some restrictions in schools, specifically saying students can now sit 3 feet apart instead of 6 feet. This now follows the CDC guidelines, which were in place. And a lot of school districts are reacting by starting to plan to say that they will be able to bring more students back into the classroom. Depends how quickly they act, but they'll have more students generally coming back into the classroom for instruction.
Newsday has a very interesting story about unequal treatment of home buyers. It's specific to Long Island, but you can extrapolate that and think about what this might mean for other areas around the region.
That's right. This was an extensive investigation involving undercover testers, people who went to real estate agents, not disclosing who they were, but fitting different profiles of types of buyers to see how they would be treated. And very often, buyers of color, whether black or Hispanic, got much different treatment than white buyers. And we published this story about a year and a half ago, and there's starting to be a lot of effects from it. There's been some laws that have been changed. And then at the end of last week, the state disclosed that it is seeking to suspend or revoke the license of about 20 real estate agents on Long Island because of issues brought up by the investigation. There have also opened up dozens and dozens of cases looking at unequal treatment. And it's the first time in decades that the state has taken a really hard look at how people are treated when they go to buy a house in New York State.
Finally, and quickly, we have a redistricting commission meeting this week in New York. Explain the significance.
Well, eventually, the redistricting decisions in New York might not be made by a commission, but by legislators. We'll see how that plays out. But the important thing to know, by the end of April, the states everywhere are going to know how many seats they lose. New York is definitely going to lose one. It might lose two, although lawmakers are sounding more optimistic about that remaining one. That seat that probably gets folded in is Tom Reed of Corning, who has already said he's not running for re-election.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Yancey, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.